The first thing to surprise you about a beaver dam might be how invisible it is.
And most people would look at this and not even notice that there's a beaver dam.
At Maxwell Farms Regional Park in Sonoma, down by the creek, there's a wide, rocky bank. Stretching across the water, tracing a wide crescent, is a beaver dam.
These sticks, and see the way that they're all aligned in the direction that the water's flowing, it makes it stronger and resist flooding.
Kate Lundquist is a manager at the Occidental Arts and Ecology Center. She, along with her colleague Brock Dolman, is on a mission to spread the good word about beavers. Lundquist says scientists are increasingly discovering beavers' ability to create and improve habitat for fish, amphibians,
insects as well, birds, a lot of the deer and elk and antelope. Also, if you think about it, all of the species that really need water, including humans, really could benefit from living with beaver in the neighborhood.
That comes as a surprise for some people who assume, incorrectly, that these herbivores aren't native and that they eat fish. They've been viewed as pests for a long time.
I think the human-beaver conflict has just come out of people not understanding the value of beaver. Beaver were nearly exterminated in California. We have a 100-year legacy of people growing up in the state without really noticing what beaver have done for us historically.
They're water bankers, if you will. They're truly banking water, if you think about the liquid assets in the system. And they don't make water, but they actually can help keep it around and make a piggy bank to store it, hold it, allow it to recharge, improve groundwater recharge. And so they elongate the amount of water that we have in our watersheds.
Brock Dolman says that beavers are key in helping the land absorb water. By keeping the ground moist, they can lessen the intensity of wildfires, help recharge groundwater, and keep streams cool for fish.
Fact is, the beavers are doing this work. They're doing it for free. They're doing it cheaper and better than we could do it, and everybody's benefiting. And so we think that it would behoove society to figure out how to non-lethally partner with these organisms.
The California Department of Fish and Wildlife currently allows for beaver hunting, and they issue depredation permits if beavers are causing property damage. The department says it's in the process of studying and reevaluating how beaver affect fish habitat. A management plan will be in the works in the future, and Lundquist and Dolman are hoping that it will include new policies to encourage beaver in local watersheds. The animals are currently active in Sonoma Creek, but they'd also like to see them in the Russian River and its tributaries, and particularly in endangered coho salmon habitat. And while beavers can cause property damage, chewing trees and causing flooding, Lundquist says there are ways to outsmart them.
We can put pond leveler devices in the dams and control the height of the water. We can wrap our trees. We can protect our culverts. There's all sorts of really creative solutions that people have been using, particularly in the East. And I think just in the West, we've just forgotten how to live with beaver.
But that, she hopes, will change soon. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton in Sonoma Creek.